Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome back to Hope 70 Let's Talk. Like my shirt? It's a Hope 70 Let's Talk. My brother Eric, of course, he's over my heart. Kind of cool, I made this last night, I think. Anyhow, I'm reading out of Authentically, Uniquely You. I'm addicted to this book. I will read one of my other books one day because I have a whole selection of books. But yeah, I'm addicted to this right now. This is kind of what I've been stuck with. But anyway, page 92 is the root of the problem. And it says, your struggles with people-pleasing may not be rooted in the same experiences as mine, but our problems have a root. A situation that triggered the fearful or wrong behavior. I developed the habit of people-pleasing because of my tormenting fear of my father. He became angry if I didn't do everything exactly how he wanted me to do it, and his anger terrified me. Because of my extreme fear, I fell into the bad habit of simply doing whatever would keep everyone happy, especially if they had a very strong personality or tended to show anger or displeasure when they didn't get what they wanted. I'm sure there are many other rootlets of the problem of people-pleasing, such as being afraid people wouldn't like me if I didn't keep them happy all the time. But that fear is based on the fact that I didn't like myself, so I assumed that no one else would like me either. I continually felt that I had to earn everyone's acceptance. So you can imagine what a relief it was to me to learn that Father God accepted me simply because I believed in Jesus and trusted him as my Savior, and that I didn't need to perform in any certain way to get him to love me. Freedom didn't truly come until I realized that not everyone would like me, And I was okay with that. I trusted God to give me the friends that were right for me, and you can survive rejection, believe it or not. Not everyone has to think you're wonderful for who you. Hold on. Not everyone has to think you are wonderful for you to have a great life. I have heard that 10% of all people won't like us no matter who we are, what we do. So why should we focus on the few who don't when 90% do? Although I was a people pleaser in some of my relationships, I was a controller in others. I came under the power of those with a strong personality, especially those who reminded me of my father. But I controlled those who were mild-mannered, were more easygoing than I was, if they would let me. I found it interesting that I didn't respect those who allowed me to control them and actually wished they would confront me. So those people I let control me must have felt the same way. This, I think, is a pretty good one as well. And mind you, I want to say this real quick, just because this is just like really cool how God works, the mysterious ways of God's workings. When I go to do these podcasts, 9 times out of 10, I don't search for the content for that episode. I just pick up the book that I want to read. I open up the page and that's the page that I read. So I'm not reading it before I do these episodes, which kind of like, you know, is self-torture, I guess, in a way, because I suck at reading. I stutter and I stumble and I freeze I got a issue up here, I guess, to where, obviously I know what words are and I can read. But for some reason I'll be like looking through a paragraph, like I'll be like reading through, the paragraph or whatnot, and the words will start blending together and I can't see them correctly. So I should honestly like read things before I do these episodes, but I just feel like how it's just more natural this way. I'm not perfect. I don't really care to hide my imperfections. So there you go. But with that being said, I think it's kind of cool the fact that I just read this paragraph, or like these two pages, about, you know, people pleasing, all that kind of stuff. Because yesterday's podcast was about being addicted to approval. And this is kind of, I think to me, this kind of goes with that. It's kind of like relatable to that. And just the fact that where it says, you know, freedom didn't truly come until I realized that everyone would like me and I was okay with that. Like, you don't need to have everyone like you. It's cool. And there's like a gazillion people on this planet. Not everyone's going to like you. And that's fine. I mean, it sucks, but it's fine. You know, and, I mean, think of it, the way I think of it is with this, and I don't know if you guys saw my face, like, when I was reading, but I kind of, like, this popped in my head as I was reading this. But, like, we have to remember, we're not always going to be loved and liked by everybody. I mean, look at Jesus. He was perfect, and people still hated him. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. Hope 7 Needles Talk, and I'll see you in the next one. Love y'all.